And we welcome you back on Regional Radio, and we're now joined by Perryville Pirates head softball coach Dustin Wingert. A very good run for the Perryville Pirates as of late. They've won their first two games in the district tournament, and now they have the district championship coming up later on today against Donovan. Coach, what's really been the key to getting it going late when it really counts?
I think we've gotten hot at the right time, you know, to be honest with you. You saw signs in the last 2.5 weeks or so offensively that things were going to change, and you know, just hadn't seemed to put it all together all season yet. Either the offense and the pitching's been there. I'm sorry, either the defense or the and pitching's been there, and the offense it hasn't, or the offense has been there, and then we've had lackluster defense. So, you know, these first two games just kind of all come together at the right time, and a lot of belief in ourselves and what we're trying to do. So. You put all that together, it's a good forum for success.
And you talk about putting them together at around this time. You had some early struggles in the year, you know, with only 6 wins in the regular season. But now, as you put together these wins, you can basically just throw your overall record out the window and just focus on these games that you got coming up. Does it make things a little bit easier that way to know that you're riding a high and you're able to take on really any opponent?
Yeah, you know, I mean, what you said is exactly cliche of every coach says, you know, that it's time that when you get to this time, it's time to throw out the records and everything doesn't matter up to this point. And, you know, you hope your team believes that. And it seems like we got the confidence boost we needed by beating Sykeston, you know, on Wednesday night, and then beating a very good Notre Dame team on Thursday night was key, obviously. But, you know, like I said, we've played with both those teams all year and knew that we were one hit away and just trying to roll with it. And you know, it's about who gets hot right now. It's about who plays the best softball right now. And right now, that's us. And we're lucky enough, and we're going to hope to ride this hot streak for one more game later today.
Yeah, Sykeston and Cape Notre Dame were two teams that you lost to earlier in the regular season, and then you got them back in the district tournament. With Donovan coming up, it doesn't look like you had them on your schedule this year, but what do you see from them where you might want to try and get an advantage when you play them today?
Donovan's good. I mean, Donovan's a team, and they've got, I think, 16, 17, maybe 18 wins already on the season. You know, I think them being Class 3 surprised them when the districts was released. I know they were a Class 2 team last year that won their district. And, you know, they've upset Farmington, a very good Farmington team, you know, in the semi-rounds and stuff like that. So, you know, we're going to have to hope that our offense stays hot. You know, I think that's been the key. I think going into district meeting, seed meeting, and then going into the tournament, we felt like offensively we could hang with anybody. We were hoping that our pitching would just keep us in ball games, and our defense, we're going to have to make a few plays. And it has, you know, it has. It's done exactly that. You know, Thursday night against Notre Dame, we had a deep fly ball to right field. A right fielder catches it, and Notre Dame thought it was going to be down, and we were able to turn two, you know, and we were able to get out of a jam here and there. We were able to create something on the base pass that we normally haven't been able to do up to this point. So it's just about pieces falling together, you know, and with Donovan, I'm sure they're thinking the same thing. You got the 3 seed and the 4 seed here in the district championship. Two teams that probably thought they have a shot of getting there, but probably nobody expected these two teams to be there. So both teams are kind of playing on house money, so it should be a good one today.
And I know it takes everybody doing their job to get you to this point, but who have been some of the key players that have helped you not only throughout the regular season but into this district tournament?
Well, I mean, if you're going to talk about specific players, you got to talk about probably Anna Bazon, one of our captains and third baseman, and she's, you know, she's verbally committed to Three Rivers, and she came up with the big 3-run homer against Sykeston to kind of put us over the edge momentum-wise. Wednesday night, and then Michaela Brown doing what she's done the last couple of days and all season, really keeping us getting games in the circle, and then has the big 2-run homer Thursday night to propel us. But none of that gets started without our leadoff hitter and Anne Marie Simpson. And if she doesn't get it going and create havoc on the base pass, you know, those other two don't have the opportunity to drive them in, and our offense doesn't necessarily click on all cylinders, you know. So those three are three that's probably had a really good district tournament. But, I mean, throughout the year, you got Brittany Stewart, who played a very solid shortstop and had a you know, above average, are better than expected offensive season. And, you know, Kylo Laurentius, our second baseman, had a fantastic last three-week stretch offensively. And, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things where you put it all together and you get hot and you start believing in yourself and stuff like that. It's what it takes at this point in the season. You know, everybody's tired, everybody's banged up, and it's just momentum and grit, and that's what our team has shown the last two nights.
And Coach, win or lose later today against Donovan in the district championship, how will you remember this group, looking back on what you've done so far this season?
Man, it was a long regular season. You know, I think there was times this season where, well, you know, you started the season, we had a big ride up in the Southeast Missourian, came up and did a parent call, and that put some pressure on us, kind of took us out of the underdog role and into the spotlight, and I don't know if we really adjusted to that real well. And so I think there was a lot of pressure put on ourselves at the beginning of the season, and when things didn't go our way, we weren't able to kind of crawl out of that. And not until about the last 2 weeks until we kind of put everything aside and just focused on us and getting back to playing good softball is when we started making the strides to make this turn. So I'm probably just going to remember this group as being tenacious and, you know, believing in themselves and really, truly believing that they can still make a run at this thing, because if they didn't, then we wouldn't be here today.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time, and good luck today in the district championship against Donovan.
Okay, I appreciate you guys covering us, and hopefully we'll have a happy conversation later today.
No problem. That's Dustin Wingard, head coach of the Perryville Pirates softball team. Again, they play Donovan today at 1 o'clock for the district championship in Class 3, District 1. Back after this on Regional Radio.